add that on.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We have been monitoring the lobster licensing discussion that you guys have been having at committee. The commissioner talked this morning to the industry about the issue of latent effort and is sort of kicking off that conversation. We'll be holding 10 meetings along the coast. I'm just wondering if you could update this group on some of the work that the committee's done around the lobster licensing issue and where you as a committee might see that going following the DMR's meetings.
Well, we discussed it earlier this session and felt like the commissioner made the point that it really needed more discussion with the industry. Last year you had 16 meetings, and I wouldn't say that it didn't go anywhere, but it certainly didn't go anywhere definitive. It didn't, we didn't get clear direction out of it. So, but it's not an issue that's not going away, and we're going to have to deal with latent effort. We're going to have to deal with the length and the slow movement on the waiting lists, the generation gap in the fishery, lack of fishermen in their early 30s and the 20s. Those are things that are, in the long run, are problems that need to be dealt with. But nothing's going to happen with that this session. But I hope that come next session we have some. I'm sure there's going to be some legislation proposed to change the system. I think that's a given. I don't know from who and what it exactly is going to look like, or what it's, in the legislative process, whatever it looks like coming in is probably not what it's going to look like coming out. I'd say some things are going to have to change, and that's something that the industry is going to have a lot of input on.
I would add that we discussed the need to get a handle on latent effort. And we discussed a number of kinds of measures as a committee. And we certainly agreed that we needed to have those community discussions of those ideas and get more information and feedback on them. It's something that we need to think about and try to form good decisions rather than just doing something. But it's clear that we need to have enough discussion of various ideas to understand what might be good or bad about various ones and kind of coalesce on some things that are worth doing. As the commissioner pointed out this morning, it's not something we have to do tomorrow, but we better get started on doing some things that will move us in the positive direction of getting control on latency before we reach the point where we've got a collapse in the resource and we're forced to make those kind of decisions, because that is the worst time to be trying to make them. So we discussed the possibility of a tiered license approach. We discussed some voluntary efforts. Somebody that's not able to get out and physically able to handle as many traps anymore, perhaps voluntarily taking a class of license that would not allow them to have as many trap tags. That wouldn't be reversible, but they would keep them in the fishery and in the career that they identify with what they do. But that would mean that there is a commitment then in retiring some of what they could have as a latent, possible latent effort, could have had for effort in the fishery. That helps us get a handle on it, and it's voluntary. So, we've talked about various things like that, and I'm sure the department will be around to have more of the discussions about specific possibilities, but we're aware that there are things that could be done voluntarily. There are things that, like the tiered system, that may be worth considering is not voluntary, but all of which would have the right sort of effect on latent effort. The questions for all of you as those meetings happen are, what are the best ways that we could do those? Which are the ideas you have the most problem with and why? And do you have a better idea? Because it's really important to come out with the best ideas possible for the industry and figure out what time frame to move forward in.
And while we don't have an answer or any answers to that question, I would say that one thing that we have to think about as legislators that the industry segments don't have to think about is that, well, I shouldn't speak for anybody else, I'll speak for myself. I hate the idea of legislation that pits one group against another. It that to me is bad legislation. And it's very hard to create a bill that's going to please everybody. But it's also tricky to develop a bill that doesn't hurt somebody at somebody else or help somebody at somebody else's expense. And that's the real subtle part of what we do. And it's helpful for the industry and the community to understand that that's something that we face with almost every bill. There's something comes up where, hey, this is going to be great, but then, oops, what does it do to another group? And that's something we just have to watch for, and that's where an awful lot of the struggle that we wind up with comes from, is that one group is pitted against another, and that's just the worst kind of legislation to have to deal with if you're a legislator.